BBC
Learning English.
Everyday English, every day.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Archer, and this is London Life. Now, here's a clue about today's topic. Can you guess what it is?
Supporters and fans. Clubs and teams. Matches and games. Ground and pitch.
Yes, football, football, football. London is in the midst of a football frenzy. Of course, there's all the build-up to the World Cup. But in the meantime, Arsenal, a North London club, actually made it to the European Champions League final. And that's something that a London club has never done before. So even the fans without tickets were loving it.
I'm feeling massively excited, massively nervous for my team. I can't actually believe it. That's how I feel. I can't actually believe it. Up the Arsenal.
That was what Jo Ellis-Holland had to say before the big game. She's enjoyed going to football matches for many years, but only chose a team of her own to support about 4 years ago. So, why Arsenal? Let's find out.
I live near the Arsenal ground, so when I decided to pick my own team, it was a natural choice.
Like me, Jo lives near the Arsenal ground, the team stadium, so it was a natural choice. And of course, Jo didn't have to travel very far to watch the games.
It was a natural choice.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Now, Jo turned out to be one of Arsenal's luckiest fans, because she made it to Paris for the Champions League final. Before she left, we talked about her plans, but she spoke very quickly because she was so excited. So here's the challenge. Try to catch the main details of Jo's itinerary for the day. In particular, listen out for how she was going to get to Paris. How was she going to travel around when she got there? And what three things was Jo going to do during that day?
The itinerary is the people that I'm going with will be met at the airport the other side by a mini coach, which is going to drive us around Paris and show us all the sights, which is wonderful for me because I've never even been to France, let alone Paris before. Then we're going to lunch in a fabulous restaurant, so no wearing our Arsenal shirts in there for the dress code. And then back into the mini coach, have another little drive around Paris, finish off seeing all the sights we haven't seen, and then drive us to the Stade de France to see the match and hopefully win.
How did you get on? Well, Jo planned to fly to Paris and travel around the city by mini coach. That's a small type of private bus. She was going to go sightseeing, to lunch, and, of course, to watch Arsenal Football Club play against Barcelona. Here's a chance to catch those main points again.
We'll be met at the airport the other side by a mini coach, which is going to drive us around Paris and show us all the sights. Then we're going to lunch and then finish off seeing all the sights we haven't seen and then drive us to the Stade de France to see the match and hopefully win. We're a 93-year-old club. We've been to the semi-finals, but we've never actually got to this stage, to the actual Champions League final. So win or lose, I'm going to enjoy the day, enjoy the entire experience and treasure it for the rest of my life.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
The headlines: a night of drama, dodgy refereeing and defeat for Arsenal in the Champions League final. But they leave Paris with their heads held high.
I was in a local pub near the Arsenal, watching all the action. But as our chance of a win began to slip away, so did I. I walked home through the rain, past grown men who were crying and thought, yes, we made a valiant effort, but sadly, no one will remember who came second in the 2006 Champions League, except us Arsenal fans.
BBC. Learning English. Everyday English. Every day.